Online Podcast 161. Hello.
Hello.
Ooh, I'm having such a different mood today. Like I'm all calm and wound down, and all of a sudden when the show starts, I start to giggle. And now, first of all, I want to say what a wonderful show on last week. I mean, not wonderful. Well, it was nice because of Chef Mark from Remarkably Mark, and also Remarkable Pilot Podcast, and I also there's several things that I wanted to say. Oh my gosh, yes, I'm gonna dig into my bag. I'm gonna sniff it for you. I have this thing delivered to me, and I wanted to say thank you to two people who emailed me and told me what the fragrance when I went to Target the other day, and I did a show there, and I was like looking for that fragrance, Crave. Ah, I have it in front of me. Oh, it smells so good. So anyway, I was talking about getting the fragrance in that place like Target, right? And they don't have it, of course. And Bruce and I actually intentionally went to, I don't go to malls. I am not a mall person. I don't really go there unless I have something to purchase that is inside a mall, especially indoor malls. And I was thinking about getting Crave from, which I couldn't think of the name. It was Calvin Klein's Crave, and I called out in two separate shows. I called out for help and asking to see if anybody knows which one I'm talking about. And first, my friend Kenny emailed me and said, "Oh, are you talking about Crave?" I said, "Yes, that's it." And then right after that, Oh My Pod, Peter from OhMyPod.net also sent me an email telling me that it's Crave. So I've decided, okay, at least I know what the name is. So I went to the mall. Like, you know, what is it? I don't even know what it is. It's like a Dillard's or something, I think. Close to my residence, close to my house. And then I went there. And I went to the CK counter. First of all, it's kind of awkward because when we went in there, it was all female stuff, like all cosmetics and stuff. And usually when I've only done drag once, that was for 2 years ago, Halloween. And so when I purchase makeup, I usually just go to like a drugstore. So I've never really been into like a fancy schmancy makeup counter. So it was a little bit intimidating. And then I went there and was trying to look for the CK sign, and it was like so... sensory overloading, because there are like 1,000 brands in front of you and all these different fragrances and makeups and lipsticks and blah de blah. And finally, this nice lady came by and said, "Oh, can I help you?" I said, "Oh, yeah, I'm looking for Calvin Klein." I didn't say that wrong that on that day. I said, "I'm looking for CK Crave." And she's like, "Huh? CK? Crave? Never heard of that." I said, "Are you sure it's CK?" And I said, "Yeah, I think I'm pretty sure it's Calvin Klein." And so she went and looked, and she couldn't find it. Of course, it's not there anywhere to be seen. And I was like, "Oh, maybe I got the wrong thing. Maybe I remember seeing it here even." But the reason that I was doubting myself is because I bought that 2 years ago when I went back to Malaysia to the end of 2004. So you could have just said maybe it was like about 1 year ago, blah, blah, blah. It was end of 2004 at the airport. I arrived in Kuala Lumpur and had nothing to do. So I went around shopping at the duty-free shops, and I found this fragrance that was kind of, that's nice, and I like it. So I bought it there in Malaysia. And when I came back here, my brother said, oh, we have it here too. And so, so I know I've seen them at malls, I think, or since I don't go to malls very often, but I think I remember seeing those here. So I go back to the Dillard's or whatever. And she said, no, we don't have them here. And so, sorry, I turned away, but you can still hear. And so I went to the, and then she said, are you sure it's Craven? So I couldn't remember, and I was doubting myself. And I was like, no, because I remember very clearly that I heard from Kenny and also Peter from Oh My Pod that it is CK, it's Calvin Klein Crave. And so I said, I'm pretty sure it is. And so she went back and checked on the list of a price list. And she told me that, yes, all those were the bunch that we sent back to the warehouse because they don't sell them anymore because apparently it's not selling. And it's that one that I like. So they're... Oh, at least at Dillard's. I'm not sure about the other places. I don't like to go to malls, so I didn't really go check on like other places like Nordstrom and whatever, you know, those department store places. So I didn't go check there. And then I thought, why don't I just look online? I'm sure online they will have it, whether or not it's been discontinued. Oh, it's not. I don't think it's been discontinued. It's just that it's not selling well in that particular Dillard's, I guess. And so I got mine today. I ordered online for a really low price. I think only $32, including the shipping, which is like $5. So it was like $20-something. And then I got the shipping and it is a 30. Is it a 32? No. 30, I kept thinking it's 32 ounce. I guess I'm just not getting the size correctly. It's actually 2.5 fluid ounce. Sorry. Oh, I totally, the mood of the show, I was thinking, is totally not like this. Because I'm all calm and I'm like all relaxed and I was going to do like a smooth show, a smooth Monday show. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. I forgot to say that. And so anyway, I got it now. I may post a picture if I'm good enough, or I may actually do a video podcast, I'm not sure, of it. So it's Crave with a circle and a penis in the middle of the circle. No, it's like an arrow pointing northeast, yeah, pointing northeast, and says Crave Calvin Klein. So, smells so good. And I really like it, and I think I even got a bigger bottle. They have a smaller bottle, which I think was the one that I bought in Malaysia, but now I'm using a bigger bottle now, 2.5 fluid ounces. So that's what I was going to say and going to tell you. And oh, today, not today, the other day I was watching The View. And they were doing this test about, you know, giving your DNA sample, and then they're going to test to see who your ancestries are. I mean, who your ancestors are, or whatever. Look at your ancestry, however you say it. and then I thought, and somebody raised up the point that I think Star was the one, Fat Star. Well, she's not fat anymore. She's kind of bitchy, though. I mean, I don't know for real, though, because I don't really know her, but she appeared to be like very snotty. But Rosie's gonna kick her ass, I guess. I don't know Rosie either, but I love Rosie though. Sidetrack. What was I gonna say? Oh yeah. And they raised a pretty valid point that giving out your DNA isn't quite all that smart because it's like giving out your social security to somebody, or even more serious than that. And so, social security number, that is, in the United States, everybody gets a social security number, and it's kind of like your identity number, I guess. And in Malaysia, we'd have our MyCard, our national ID, and it has its number as well, which I don't remember. Oh, I forgot to... I'm supposed to email my parents something, my photocopy of my MyCard. and spell my, also at my, you know, .com.my. It's a Malaysian identification, whatever you call it, the dot, you know, the .com.my is, .my is also Malaysia, right? And so it's called MyCard, M-Y-K-A-D, card. And Bruce was actually teasing me. MyCard. And, oh, good Lord, how did I jump here? And so I, oh yeah, I was talking about DNA. So they raised the point that you shouldn't be giving out your DNA easily or not knowing where those information is going to go to. And so I immediately thought of the gaybros.com or .org. Ooh, I don't remember. Let me see. Go to my website. I think it's gaybros.com. Yeah. So I wasn't sure. I mean, no. I wasn't sure. I still would do it, but I would probably going to call them up and actually have somebody on the phone and clarify before I actually send in the sample that because we have to sign a release, and I want to make sure that the release states very clearly that that is not going to, at least they are going to try to not have it fall into some bad hands. Otherwise, you know, everybody would have, well, everybody, all the bad guys would have your ID. Now, the government could also potentially ask you to ask that group to submit your ID, your DNA. And who knows, it comes to a day where all gay people has to be executed. I don't think that's going to come, though. But who knows with this government, you know? And who knows, they, and then they would have our identification because all this DNA information out there. I know I'm just being paranoid, but I just thought they've brought up a good point. And I'm going to, since I talk about gaybros.com, I would like to bring your attention up also on regarding the issue of how sending out your DNA information or your DNA sample to other people might not be always a wise idea. Of course, I will be talking to them before I actually do the sample or send in their sample. And okay, I think we may just do the swab, the saliva swab to get the DNA sample, or we may actually do the blood too. But I'm not sure yet. Well, I have to talk to the gay bros people and also to my brother, of course, and see how are we going to go about doing that. So that was a concern. And so if I have that concern, I'm sure a lot of other people would have that concern. And I'm sure that is probably why people don't do it. And I just want to make sure that that is all safe and clear and good before I go ahead and do it. And at least, you know, in case somebody comes after me using my DNA, I have proof because I've posted it on my show when I, you know, do the interview with them. So I'm going to try to do that. And in several minutes, I actually will be, somebody's going to be conducting an interview with me. Not like, I'm not going to have somebody on my show, but somebody's going to have me on their show. And I'm also keeping up on the time so that I'm, I'm mumbling and rambling. I was also talking to Rumble Redhead too, which I'm going to talk to him soon. And I still don't see the person supposed to be interviewing me online yet. So, what was I going to say other than that gay bros thingy? Oh, I was going to tell you that now you have a new thing. I am trying out this thing called MyChingo. If you are a podcaster, it's a very cool thing for your audience or for your listeners to talk back. And I will be doing a little bit of a sample for you here. And if you want to find out exactly what that is, just go to my website, onlinepodcast.com. And as usual, if you're like, I remember, oh, I have to download that message. Gosh, I'm so distracted. Because Chef Mark called and left me a message. You can always call the regular comment line 206-888 John and leave a message. Never mind. I just got a message from Rob. Okay, that I am, I cannot multitask is what it is. So Shit, I don't even remember what I was talking about. Oh, yeah. You can all just call the regular 206-888-JOHN, or you can also call go to my website. Now, provided if you have a microphone. If you have a microphone, you can actually now leave me a voice message. And just using a computer microphone, it has this, you know, Macromedia Flash plugin stuff that you don't have to, like, do a lot of setting. It's going to try to figure out all the setting. But this is the message from Mark. This is from the 206888 I knew this day would arrive. Sorry. I just gave out Madge's comment line, 206888. It's actually 206888, John. I just know, since the very first day, I am concerned about me giving out the wrong number because I don't listen to my show. So I don't get that number, 206888, John, in my head as much as I do Madge's phone number. So, ugh. And I was distracted because I was playing the message, blah, 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 and so I say the wrong number.
I just want to give you a few more than four tones for the pronunciation of we. Hey, John.
That is regarding the four tones in Mandarin of way, 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 way. So that was Mark's response to that. I think that was in show 159.
This is Jeff Mark from Remarkably Mark and Remarkable Habit. I just heard your Monday show, and it was great. And I brought to mind a funny story. I don't know if people are familiar with the Ang Lee film, The Wedding Banquet, but there's a character whose name is Wei Wei. In that.
You know what? I don't remember the character Wei Wei, but I actually, of course, I've seen that movie, and that was... This is kind of weird because it's unplanned, but I remember watching that movie with Bruce 8 years ago, a little bit over 8 years ago, when I first met him that evening after we came back from our Vietnamese food, and that was our first date, and we went out to this Vietnamese kind of rundown, dirty old place, delicious food though. So, which is, I think Hien Vuong in City Market here in Kansas City. And I played that movie for him. I guess that's the only gay movie that I have at that time. I was actually living with my brother before I actually have my own place. I lived with my brother, and he has this collection of movies, and one of them is that. And I thought, it's interesting. Well, actually, was that my first time watching it? That wasn't my first time. I remember first time watching it in Malaysia. And the makeout scene was so hot that I was like sweating. So I watched that movie with Bruce together, and I remember his head was on my lap, and we were watching the movie, relaxing in the living room, and my friend Michael called me. You guys remember Michael? A Japanese girlfriend, and she called me and checked on me and see how things went. I said, yeah, things are good, bye. So that was 8 years ago, and yes, of course I know that movie, but I'm gonna have to rewatch that movie and actually look out for the character Wei Wei
in that film. And there's a whole funny sort of thing when they're going back and forth with the name and saying Wei and all that, so check that out. I apologize for the loud noises here. I'm actually at Penn Station waiting for a train to go out to Long Island. But anyway, hello to all the listeners, and hello to John. You're wonderful.
Bye-bye. thank you. And you can always call 206-888-JOHN, J-O-H-N, and leave me a message while you're out in the boat. But if you are at home and if you want to leave me a message, you can also go to this new thing called My Chingo that I put on my sidebar. You can just go to the audio comment area, audio comment voicemail. Under that title heading, it has that big telephone number on there, and underneath that is online feedback. So you can listen to this. I left a message asking people to leave messages, and this is Steve. Hottie Steve.
Hi, John. This is Steve Harris. I'd leave you a message, but my PowerBook's got 17 fans and my microphone's really crap.
That's all right, because I think my message also sounded very fanny, but I'm not I'm not Madge Weinstein. I won't give you a hard time.
Okay. Hope Thank you're doing you. Well.
Thank you. I am care. Doing well. Bye. Thank you. And so, and then the next thing, this is the funniest one. Listen to this.
Hey, John. I don't know which microphone this is recording with. So
this is Andy Melton.
Up to my mouth. Okay. And I don't even know what I'm going to say. I just wanted to say hello and, I don't know, say something. So I Bye, John.
So that was so cute. And then Chef Mark left a message.
Piru, Piru, Lani, Piru, Kita. Hey, John, it's Chef Mark calling.
Hey, Chef
I'm
Mark.
I'm so happy to see you have the Chingo, the My Chingo box up there now, just like I do.
Yes, that's Blingo, where I found My it Chingo. From.
Everybody, use this. It's a great way to communicate with podcasters. You can use it on my site, too. If you go to Remarkably Mark, you can leave me a massage. And
yeah,
I-
which I did. So, but anyway, that was Chef. I won't play the whole thing. But yeah. And if you want to check out My Chingo, go to mychingo.com and check it out. If you, especially if you're a podcaster and you want to listen back to... listen back from your listener, and it's a wonderful thing. And in fact, I found out about My Chingo through Chef Mark's website, remarkablepalette.blogspot.com is the one that I actually find out about it. And I went to the website, I was like, oh my gosh, Michael Bailey, that sounds familiar, the name. And then I realized he's the guy that I met at our local Kansas City podcasters meet up here in town. So interesting and small world. And he's so good too. I've already given him a lot of feedback about things that I want, and he is going to implement that in his future, very near future update. So that's wonderful. And then, oh, I just now got an Andy, not just now, but I recently also got an Andy's message that I haven't listened to yet on my website. So let's take a look at Andy's message. Oh, are you playing?
Oh. Long it.
Oh my God.
I do. Long it. Can't do it. Can't do it.
I haven't.
Biru Kita.
Oh, that's my full, the full version of the song.
Okay, let's start over. Langi biru, three times off. Langi.
I guess if you guys want a laugh track or something, you can hire Andy Melton. His laugh is so cute that I want to laugh with him.
Biru, langi biru kita, langi biru.
So that's a, thank you, Andy. That was so sweet. So you guys can do that. You can be silly like Andy Melton, or be sexy like Steve Harris, and be sexy and silly like Chef Mark. Was that a good compliment for Chef Mark? I guess everybody's. You can just go there and have fun, whatever. Go to onlinepodcast.com and leave me a message. I'll play it back on the show too if it's relevant. So right now I am oh my gosh, time is coming up. I mean, not time is coming up. My interview is coming up, so I was thinking, now this is a little bit mellow though. I don't know if I want to do it. I don't know if I can do it, but I heard the song on the way home on Friday. I heard this song from Adam Curry's podcast, and it was a beautiful, beautiful song that I thought I would like to share with you. And it's by Laura Clapp, and I got that from music.podshow.com. And I'll play the music entirely, and then I will come back and talk to you and share with you what I think about that song. So take a listen.
Shouldn't life be easy now?
Sorry, overmodulate.
Now that I'm over you, shouldn't I be able to breathe? Now that I'm over you, but why do I care? And why can't I laugh? And why do I fall to pieces every time I see your photograph? Is it because I'm not over you? But I know I can't go where you lead, not anymore. So I try to hide, but it hurts so much inside.
That was that line. I know you're not for me. That line, I don't usually play music on my show, even though I'm a big music lover. I really like this song, and so obviously I'm not need to talk over it, but due to time, I have to talk over this. But if you want a full copy of this song, you can go over to music.podshow.com. I will put a link on my website as well that you can maybe purchase. If not now, in the future, you can purchase that song. I will find out more information if there's a link, easy link that I can provide to you on my website. Just go to onlinepodcast.com and go to show 161 and find the link to go over to Laura Clapp's website. It's such a beautiful song, and this is a live version too. Wonderful, wonderful singer. Let's listen a bit more. So much inside. I want to sing duet. I know.
I know. You're not for me. I know.
I know.
You're not for me.
Oh.
Shouldn't life be easy now? Now that I'm over you.
Oh, so beautiful, so beautiful. Of course, I ruin it because I talk over it and stuff, but oh, what a beautiful song. It's called Not For Me by Laura Clapp. And if the reason why that struck me, that line that I was telling you, you're not for me, I was just thinking how hard a relationship can be sometimes. And of course, you know, I'm just talking about relationship in general. I'm not even talking about gay or straight or bi or any kind of a relationship that may have other difficulty. First of all, you may like a person that is, if you're gay, and if you may like a straight person that much, that but he cannot love you back because he's not gay, right? Or he just is not able to love you back the same way you give your love to him. And so I was just thinking, how hard could it be in a relationship? This is just in general. Because not only do you have to like that person, and I always think of myself, you know, I try to put my situation, and like when I listen to that song, I'm trying to put her situation in my own feet, her shoes in my own feet, and thinking about my partner, my lover, my love of my life, Bruce. And I thought, oh my gosh, saying no, you're not for me, that was so difficult. I mean, it saddens me so much. And so it must be really hard being in a relationship or in a dating scene to fall in love with someone, or beginning to fall in love with someone, and then realize, or when you start dating, and then come to a point where you realize that he's not for you, or she's not for you, or the other way around, that you're not suitable for him, or you're not for him, or you're not for her. So it's so difficult. It has to be a two-way street. And I think I talked about this last week too, that being in a relationship, I don't know whether I talk about it on my show or on Mark's show, in a relationship, a long-lasting relationship, it's a great indication, I guess, sometimes, if it's a healthy relationship, it's a good indication of how much effort both of you put in to that relationship. And but the most important thing is still, while you are in the relationship, what kind of joy and enjoyment that both of you have mutually for each other. And I just thought, oh my gosh, that's so difficult. That's so difficult. It's not an easy thing, a relationship, because you have to like the person, and then the person has to like you back. And on top of that, if you want to make that a relationship, you will fall in love, and both of you have to do the same amount of work to make it work. So you have to be compatible in many, many sense, not just sexually, but you also have to be compatible on every other aspect of your life, because you'll be spending a lot of time with each other. So difficult, but when it works, when you find the right person, it's a very, very beautiful thing. So I'm going to let you go, because I think my interview is coming up with Rob, and I'll tell you more about it whenever he is going to release the show. So thank you very much for listening, and I hope that you will come back on Thursday. I haven't recorded the show on Thursday for Thursday yet, so I don't really know what it is, and you just have to come back and check it out. And I guess, you know, just a bunch of my life and issue topics that I like to bring out to the world. Now a minority can actually have a voice. So thank you so much for listening, and I hope you come back again. Call 206-888-JOHN or go to my website, onlinepodcast.com, and don't forget to smile. I love you all. Ta-da. Bye.